Let's move into a short meditation followed by a cryon channeling. So I invite you to close your eyes and relax every part of your body. Release any tension that may be in your head. Release any tension from your shoulders, your arms, your hands, any tension within your torso, your legs, your calves, your feet. Simply allow every part of your body to relax. And in this state of relaxation, focus on your breathing so that you are taking slow breaths, breathing in through the nose and then out through the mouth, slightly longer than you inhale. And as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, imagine a core column of light, that inner luminosity we spoke of a moment ago. And that each breath you take, you are drawing in energy from the earth and from the cosmos at the same time. And as you breathe out, there is a flow that radiates out from you that reaches every particle that's on the earth. And so you are breathing in the very source of life and existence itself, from the carbon-based elements of the earth that created your physical body. You breathe them up into your system. And from that multidimensional spark of divinity that comes to you through the cosmos, from the creator itself, you are breathing in with every breath that life force element and spark. And as you exhale, coming out from you are the unique elements that make up the individual expression of who you are. And the planet knows you, has recorded every moment, every energy you have had, is stored within the crystalline grid of the earth. And so you are known and dearly loved by Gaia. And throughout the waters of our beautiful blue planet, there are living creatures that represent the living library of humanity, the whales and the dolphins. They too know you and love you and have a record of all the energy imprints that you have made in every lifetime. And right now there is such joy and celebration for what you have achieved, what you are doing, what you are creating in this moment. And so let us simply relax with the knowledge that you truly are loved beyond measure, known, and exist forever. And we give gratitude and thanks for the divine messages that come to us from Cryon.
Do you think that God likes music? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. What a question. But it has been asked many times. The channels this month have to do with cosmic connections. What if I told you that one of the best cosmic connections you can have as a human being is music? There is so much to discuss. I love this subject. It's not just music, for you have to define what music might be other than what you think it is. For instance, put yourself right now on the other side of the veil, if you could, if you want. You're not a human. You're perhaps at the soul level. Now, the soul level we have told you about before is a level where you can see and hear, if you wish to use those words, everything. There are no ears or eyes. Instead, there is a perception of your soul, which is perfect in a way that you can hear light. We have told you this before, where you can see all wavelengths of any kind of light. What is music? Well, as a human being, it's vibrations in the air that have sonorities that are beautiful, pleasing to you in whatever you listen to that you like. You might also realize that whatever music that you like has an impact on you. Perhaps it's the joy factor, the excitement factor, the rhythm factor. It's something that is pleasing to you. I will give you a statement that I've given before, way before. There are a few things that come with you from the other side of the veil to this side of the veil. And those things we have given to you before are some of the basics: love, compassion. But one of them is music. And that is things that have a vibration for you that are specific to you, that change your chemistry. They change your joy factor. They change that which perhaps even is your cosmic connection. How many of you have heard music that take you to a place that is so beautiful? It gives you visions to listen to it. You say, don't let this stop. Some of you have said, this must be the way it is like in heaven. That's a very common statement. Dear ones, that's because it comes intact with you from the other side of the veil. Does God like music? Ooh. What if I told you God created music? It is a different kind of music. What would it be like to hear light? You see these magnificent colors, even in your limited sight, with only the bandwidth that you can see. Can you imagine notes being part of all that? And when you see beautiful colors that combine together in such a lovely form, what if you could hear all that as well? You can, when you're not here. Does God like music? God is music. And so many of you are getting into that frame of mind that you're starting to understand and realize there is a sacredness. There's a sacredness to rhythms that you hear that make you want to dance and move. There's a sacredness to all manner of kinds of music that touch your heart or that give you excitement, or that music that perhaps even puts a tear in your eye because it's so heroic. Perhaps it is accompanied with that which is from your past. It gives you a feeling, a timeless feeling. I can remember something. The music triggers that in my brain, and I'm somewhere else all of a sudden. Does God like music? It has to do with vibration. There are so many things that are specific, dear ones, to vibration. And it's not just light that has vibration or sound that has vibration. Someday, when you can measure a consciousness, you will see that it has vibrating parts within it. There is a physics of consciousness that is multidimensional that you have not yet identified. But I will tell you this, and every physicist watching this might actually nod in agreement. There are multiple parts, push-pull, positive, negative, of almost every energy that you can imagine. Even that which is vibrations in the air. You can see the waves on the scopes. Light has the same attributes, consciousness, will as well. What if kindness had a sound to it? What if kindness was music of its own? Compassion. Now, here are some very esoteric thoughts, but I'm telling you the truth, that when you're on the other side of the veil, everything sings to you. When you're on the other side of the veil, you can sing back to it. The idea of having those tones that you could sing together that create an energy is the subject of this particular program. Are there certain kinds of sounds that you can make on the planet that you may or may not call music, that may be simple tones that when put together would create something very special and very sacred that actually bridges a multidimensional gap? And the answer is yes. This particular subject of vibrations and music, sonorities, harmonies, colors, you could go on and on because it's an exciting premise. When you get to the other side of the veil, one of the first things you will hear, is the love song from God that you might say plays continuously all the time in this universe. It's a reminder of your magnificence, of who you are, of the love that is so strong that it's everywhere all the time. And then there are those who say, well, if that's the music that's playing all the time, how do you get room for the other things where you hear the light that you want to hear as you romp around the universe and see all the lights and all of that which is vibration? When you see that which is the stars and the light that emanates from that and you can hear, what if every star had its own tune? I'm only scratching the surface, but the answer to the question of how can you hear all that when there's a constant tune being played, the answer is yes. How can God listen to a billion prayers at the same time and hear everyone distinctly and know the consciousness of the one it came from? You have the same ability on the other side of the veil when it comes to music. You've heard of music that touches your soul? That's because it does. That's where it emanates from. Music is everything on the other side of the veil. Everything. On this side, well, you have a few notes to play with, 12 of them, exactly, to then create that which is all manner of music, all manner of rhythms. But it's still endless. Music is that way. Dear ones, there is a sacred component, of all kinds of vibration. Some of the vibrations you can hear, and that is what you call music. Some of the vibrations are stored in the planet, as the meditation before this remarked on. Those are the vibrations of you as you walk on the planet, being stored here as the human magnificent that you are, as the consciousness that you have. Do you think that could have sound? And the answer is all vibration has sound, even light. And that is what makes this such a stellar message. There is no limit to what you can hear, if you want to use that word, on the other side of the veil. Every star has a song. Every color has intonation. Far beyond harmonies that you have on this planet, they're unbelievable, and they bless you and your magnificence if you could only hear them here. So I invite all of you to hear them in your dreams, because that's when you can. You get an idea in your dreams of the finest hearing sonorities of vibrations you call music that you've ever experienced ever. Why don't you ask for that before you go to sleep, even tonight? Dear Spirit, give me an example in my dreams of the ability to hear the colors, not just see them, so that everything that the universe offers me when I'm on the other side also is accompanied with its own songs, with its own hum, with its own music, with its own piece and part of the sonic universe. Does God like music? Have I answered that question yet? I could go further. Music is your soul. And that is why some of you can sit and simply listen and listen and listen and never get bored. Never get bored, because the music simply goes on and on. Some of the greatest composers of your time brought it right from their souls for you on this planet for the first time. And that includes rhythm. It includes the package that makes you move, the package that blesses your heart, the package that is exciting, the package of sounds that is heartwarming. It's endless. The package that is God. Dear ones, music is everything. And the tones that you can develop from those ancient ones who knew what they were is another story. Because there are certain kinds of tones, certain kinds of music on this planet, and when put together, amplify everything that you didn't think was here. Someday, you'll understand. The tones and music may even be the solution for health. It's another time, another message. It's another idea that is being proven on this planet right now. Those who are in trouble sometimes wake up if their minds are in trouble because of the music they hear. Those who are in depression often wake up with the music they hear. That ought to tell you a lot about God and music. I'm Kryon, in love with you all. Keep singing, keep moving, and so it is.